from a lot of you that love your season ticket holder Kansas City Chiefs authentic Nike jerseys. I saw a lot of them at training camp in St. Joe. Now, this is to represent the 2012 season. 50 years of the Kansas City Chiefs here at the 39th parallel. Some of you from Stanzi Nation, who we hear from a lot as well, might think it's for Ricky Stanzi, so just go with it if that's what you want. However, this week against the Atlanta Falcons, the Chiefs do celebrate the start of the second 50 years of this franchise in Kansas City. One of my favorite parts of the new Arrowhead on the club level section is the huge AFL championship banner won by the Dallas Texans the year before they came to Kansas City. However, one big misconception is that the Chiefs were the first professional football team in Kansas City. Let's go back to the roaring 20s. Boss Tom Pendergast was, running things in Kansas City. But KC had a National Football League franchise. In 1924, they were called the Kansas City Blues. And in 1925 and 1926, they were called the Kansas City Cowboys. Yeah, Kansas City had an NFL franchise before Dallas had the Cowboys. Still, there's one unique thing about the Blues in 24 and the Cowboys in 25 and 26. They rarely played at home. If you look at those 3 years, you can count on one hand how many home games the Blues and Cowboys had during that time. If they did play at home, they were at 22nd in Brooklyn, in the old Blues Stadium, which later became Municipal Stadium, which was the first ever home of the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, despite playing most of their games on the road, the Blues slash Cowboys did have some good moments. In fact, one team went 8-3 for the season. But the most notable thing about those first NFL teams in Kansas City was that Steve Owen was one of its players. Owen would go on to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, making his mark in the league as a coach for the New York Giants. So this week, we celebrate 50 years of the Chiefs in Kansas City. But just know, there was a time when Kansas City in the 20s had their other NFL franchise.